FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and it's May 9th, 2017. Well, you know, we like to get people on here that help you to empower yourself, to take you to new heights, to do things that you never thought you could do before. And the person you're about to hear from, Ron Frost, motivational speaker, author, empowerment coach, author of the book, Getting Unstuck. Start creating momentum towards your dreams, desires, and goals today. Ron, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kerry. Thanks for having me on.
All right, so we look at people who are trying to get someplace in life. You're trying to succeed, be a success at your chosen profession, or you have a business or whatever. A lot of times you think what's holding you back is fear of failure, but in reality, it's fear of success. And Ron, that's been an area that you've concentrated on for some while. How can somebody be afraid of success?
I know it seems crazy to think that we're afraid of the very thing that we actually want, the thing that we desire, the thing that we dream about. But a lot of it is relative to our own self-image, where we see ourselves. And fears that come up relative to that. You know, there's obviously the fear of being accepted. You know, if your peer group obviously is at a certain level and you're seeking to lead beyond that and live a greater life or achieve higher goals, it becomes a little bit of a resistance inside of us to leave that comfortable nest, whether it's friends or family or peers, as well as other inner things that start to come up relative to the paradigm that we're existing in. And see, we all want to, it's human nature. We all want to achieve a higher thing in life. And quite often though, when we start to head in that direction, we start to create behavior patterns. I coach and I work with a lot of salespeople and business people. And it's amazing how you can create the perfect formula for success, but somehow they choose not to follow it. Mm-hmm. Or they'll do only so much, or they'll create a certain level of success and they start to backpedal. It's very similar to, you know, a swimmer or a person who doesn't know how to swim, who jumps into the water. That's quite often when somebody goes into business. They've never been in business before. Well, they jump into the water. The water is a different paradigm. And out of panic, out of desperately trying to keep their head above water, they figure out how to swim. And that fits their paradigm. They may not see themselves as an Olympic athlete. They may not see themselves as the next Michael Phelps. So there is that limiting belief there that's saying, okay, I can go this far. I can get into business. I can start. I'm now a business person, but it takes much more than that. And so I will work with a lot of people that hit these, what we call these imaginary roadblocks of where their paradigm is suddenly feeling shifted because they actually are starting to achieve success. And even that little bit of success that they're achieving, it's not something they've ever achieved before. And they push against it. And sometimes it's in subconscious ways. They don't even realize they're doing this. So as I discover that, I help people kind of overcome that. But it is a big thing. Oddly enough, you would think the fear of failure is probably the biggest fear, but in many cases, that doesn't limit a person from moving forward. What gets a person stuck from truly achieving success quite often is that fear of being outside of that self-image that they have. It's the fear of change, the fear of the unknown.
Yeah. So you get to this point and you don't even recognize that you're effectively self-sabotaging yourself. How do you get beyond it?
Well, there's a lot of practices. One thing I learned a long time ago, because I went through this, I went from an engineering job, which was salary and was comfortable, and it was a small increase every year. And then I went into commission sales, where I was 100% commission. And I struggled at first. I overcame my struggle. I did extremely well ranked number one in the company. But as soon as that happened, I started realizing myself that, hey, this is something that I'm uncomfortable with. I've never had anybody in my family succeed at this level. I've never had my friends succeed at this level. It's the old social network that you are afraid that's not going to accept you. Or you have these beliefs that linger from even childhood. You know, you're told, that, you know, money is scarce or doesn't grow on trees. So to have money is then sometimes you're almost feeling that you're not worthy of it. Or you start to, you know, somewhere along the line, you pick up this feeling that, well, maybe, you know, it's only greedy people that have lots of money. Greedy people are rich. And so once we start to recognize where is our limiting belief coming from, and that takes a lot of deeper self-discovery. If we start to reframe those beliefs, that right there will help free us and will help move us forward. Gary, it's really what they say is 80% psychology and success. It's like 80% psychology and 20% mechanics. You'll hear this from Anthony Robbins. You'll hear this from other gurus and coaches. And I'm finding the same thing with all the people that I work with. Business people, salespeople, people that want to start a business, that if in your, you know, your background, of course, is teaching people a lot about investing, which obviously is a huge need. And what you're doing is, you know, is doing a lot of good for a lot of people. And that's very important. And also at the same time, what we see is investing in ourselves and our own inner psychology, our own inner game. So finding out if there is anything in our background, in our history, that's a belief that we're holding on to, that might feel that could be the reason why we're holding ourselves back, and then reframing that belief, changing it, just stating just the opposite of that belief. You know, if it's there's a lack of money, that was true in the family that. You know, for any of the listeners that are out there, if they're feeling like that was true in their family, a lot of times that was true of many families. It was somewhat true in my family too. Sure. So we realize that, is there truly a lack of money, or is it just a lack of knowledge, a lack of effort, a lack of desire? Because there's unlimited potential out there. And there's thousands of examples of people that have created a lot of success. So the lack of money really isn't the thing, or the lack of time, or the lack of whatever the lack is. We need to reframe that and say that, you know, I have the ability to overcome this.
Yeah. And you think everybody really can overcome it with help?
Well, yes. You know, we've been told beliefs are a big one. They can make us succeed and reach highest peaks, and they can also kill us. So we have to be careful with the beliefs that we choose to embody. But there is a belief out there that we hear that by the age 7 or by the age 10, our childhood programming pretty much stays fixed the rest of our life. That paradigm is unchangeable. If you accept that belief, that right there is the major one. That's the limiting factor of being able to change, because we all know it's possible to change. And whether you choose a practice of what I call walking in successful shoes, you know, where you go out and you drive a car, or you walk through a house and you feel the feeling of what it would be to actually have those possessions, or you contact and become friends with somebody that already perhaps has that level of success, and you mirror them for a day. If you can imagine it, that's one step. The other thing too is using things like affirmations or positive phrases. Now, we hear a lot of people that'll say, well, geez, that doesn't work. But Gary, you and I know that if you have a lifetime of negative thought patterns, it's not going to just take 20 minutes of affirmations and all of a sudden, voila, we're fixed. It does take a continuous practice of, you know, visualizing, affirming, taking action. A lot of times when you find people that are stuck, well, they're not doing anything. Their own fears have overcome them to the point they're not taking any action. So a lot of times when I'm coaching my students, I help them take any small action that is in a direction of the greater vision, the greater goal. Even if it's something small, at least it's something. And that gets them creating that confidence factor that they're accomplishing something on a lower level.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you got to start a little bit at a time. You can't overcome it all at once, I guess. So you have a way for people to do this, to effectively overcome this fear or fears and treat it accordingly?
Yeah, 9 keys that I had written about in my book basically address 9 specific areas that we can use in our life to create a more fulfilling, happy, joyful, prosperous life. Now, obviously, part of the book is the person has to go through self-discovery. You know, I take them back to childhood. What was their dreams? What was their wishes, their desires? What is the thing that excites them the most? What are some of their past failures? And perhaps in many cases, we find sometimes our future successes lie within our past failures. We are driven in such a way to become constant learners and figuring things out and overcoming things. So in my book, I go through these 9 keys and I address things such as visualization practices, affirmation. I talk a little bit about some people have used even hypnosis, neuro-linguistic programming. There's the art of giving. That's a huge one. Because if I work with a person and they don't feel worthy of success, quite often when I hear their language is they want to add value to the world first, and then they feel worthy for being successful. So quite often in that conversation, we'll get them, even if it's a small percentage of the income that's coming in, we get them to find a place in their life that they can actually give, whether it's to a charity, to a cause. And that empowers them. That actually puts fuel to the fire. It empowers them to say, you know, I'm worthy. I'm stepping into that bigger picture. I see the purpose why I'm doing this. So there's a lot of tools that I have in the book that helps a person kind of free themselves up from that constricted lower self-image.
Yeah. So it's a process that you have to go through to get through this thing.
Absolutely.
How long does it usually take to do it?
Every person is different. I would find every person's not only comes from a different background, has experiences and different levels of success and failure. And like I said, a lot of people learn a lot even from their failures. Some people have, you know, kind of constricted themselves quite a bit. You'll see it in their language. You'll hear them come up with excuses or I can't, or they start to blame somebody else. Instead of taking action, they're coming up with what we call the verbal actions, the reasons why. Individuals like that might take a little bit longer, but the practice does work if they keep up with it. And the biggest thing is if they can connect it with their own inner values and what drives them or their higher calling in life. Take, for example, somebody like an Elon Musk. He's got a large calling in life. He's connected to it. He's driven by it. He's an unstoppable machine. Everybody around him is in awe with his leadership. And he will continue to be successful. Thousands and thousands of other people are just like that. They just haven't found that inner calling, or they're avoiding it. They know it's there. They're avoiding it. So my book is about waking that up. So a person reconnects with whatever that lost dream is, reconnects with it, and lives true to themselves as opposed to what their parents told them to do, their high school guidance counselor told them to do, what society's pressures may be thinking they should be doing, or even what they think they should do. If there's an inner desire that's there, the book is designed to help wake that up and, you know, get them moving forward in that direction.
Oh, sounds like a very worthy goal. And I know I've met people who've really suffered from a fear of success, and it's much harder to overcome a fear of success than it is to overcome a fear of failure. All you have to do to overcome a fear of failure is to succeed a couple times. But when it comes to a fear of success, that's a whole different animal, and it's so hard to recognize. When you're scared of failing, you know it. There's not a question about it. But the fear of success tends to kind of lurk there and kind of fool you and isn't as obvious. So people want to find out more about you and learn about this. What is the best place to find you, Ron? And how do we get your book?
Well, they can go directly to my website. They'll find out all about, you know, myself, but www.ronaldfrost.com. I use my first full name, Ronald, ronaldfrost.com. And my phone number, my contact information is on there. I do have a regular newsletter, and they can actually order my book from the website as well.
All right. Well, hey, if you've got a question for Ron or anybody else we interview, send us an email, kl@carrielutz.com. Our Twitter feed is @CarrieLutz, and our Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. Ron, I think you're performing a very valuable service here. Fear of success is much greater than fear of failure, because everybody's failed before and everybody knows that you're going to fail again. But success,
sure,
many people haven't succeeded yet, so they just don't know that they're fearing this, and it becomes a monster. It's the 800-pound elephant in the room, and it really is a problem. So just to check out the show notes, you'll get a link to Ron's site. Ron, thank you so much, and good luck with the book.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.